From Chicago, the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show with their special guest, Mayor Edward J. Kelly, for Hormel and Spam.
George and Gracie. Spam, whoa boy. Spam, what joy. George Burns, Gracie Allen, on the show when his orchestra singing glee with a smoothie flea. To start the fun, here's Jimmy Wallington.
This is Jimmy Wallington telling you it's Burns and Allen time again. Time to take the blue out of Blue Monday. Monday night, or any night, will be less blue if you take this helpful hint. The way to serve a dinner that's easy to prepare is to remember the name Spam. S-P-A-M. Spam is delicious meat that comes in a handy can. Tender, taste-tempting meat that's simply grand to eat. Just open the can, stud the Spam with cloves, place it in a shallow baking dish, and slip it in the oven. The easy recipe is right on the label. In just a few minutes, you'll have meat for dinner that will tempt tired appetites. There's extra goodness in Spam because it's a perfect combination of pork shoulder meat and ham. That gives Spam a flavor all its own. So when you want to give the family a special dinner that's especially good, serve Spam. S-P-A-M. Get a can or two when you shop tomorrow. Now, George and Spam's meat heart, Gracie.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Say, George, isn't it wonderful to be broadcasting from Chicago? You know, I've got the broadcast
Gracie,
in Chicago.
Gracie, remember the last time we came out here?
Yeah, 6 years ago. I'd rather broadcast from Chicago
Gracie,
than...
remember the fair?
The fair? 5660, including an upper. Of course I remember the fair.
Now, that's exactly what I meant.
You know, this city has certainly changed a lot. You know, George, I was here when I was only 3 weeks old.
3 weeks old?
Yeah, would you believe it? It was so windy I couldn't stand up.
Yeah, the sidewalks were very slippery then.
Oh, they still are. One of them got away from me this morning.
Probably riding an icicle built for two.
Yeah. Oh, I just love it.
That's a joke I brought from California.
You know, I just love it
later
here.
Later on, I've got another joke.
I love it here in
Chicago. I've only got two jokes.
George, could I tell?
Say it again.
Yes. I love it here.
An icicle built for two.
I love it here in Chicago. That's what I do. I certainly love it here in Chicago. And the reason I love Chicago is it's so close to the loop.
It is. Well, anyway, aren't you glad that we stopped off here to entertain the boys at Fort Sheridan?
Oh, yeah. Imagine having dinner in the mess hall with all those boys. Oh, and were they hungry.
Well, you see, they just came back from a sham battle.
Really? Did they kill any shams?
Well, no. You see, the shams were out of season.
Oh. Oh, that food
they're very good when they're in season.
Are though. They really? Oh, the food
it's
was...
a new animal without a head.
Yeah, Judge. The food was delicious in the mess hall. Did you notice how much those boys across the table from us ate?
Well, those were rookies.
Really? They tasted more like meatballs.
Gracie, soldiers have to eat plenty. You know the old saying, an army travels on its stomach.
Well, don't the buttons hurt them?
Well, never mind. How's your brother doing in the Army?
Oh, you mean the one who's at Camp Ord in California?
Yeah, that's the one.
You mean Willie, huh?
Yeah, Willie.
He's my brother, you know.
I know that. I know, yes.
Well, he wrote me that now he has to salute the captain with his left hand.
With his left hand?
Yes.
Why doesn't he salute him with his right hand?
Well, the captain's wristwatch is on it.
Oh, so he has to salute him.
And he also said in his letter...
Yes, see,
he
said what, that... what is your brother, a kleptomaniac?
No, he's in the signal corps.
Oh. See? To be able to get that right, you have to look down.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I will.
He is, yeah.
And Willie also said in his letter, he upset the whole... telegraph system.
Of the Army? The
yes.
entire telegraph system?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Well, he taught the woodpeckers the Morse code.
Well, the next time when you write him, tell your brother to lock himself in a room and put a hand grenade in his pocket and then pull out the pin.
No, he did that.
What happened?
His pants fell down.
Well... after this, tell him to use two pins.
Yeah, I'll do
always
that.
Always get that with two pairs of pants.
Yeah. Well, you know, my brother, he... Say, George, who's that fellow standing over there?
Where?
Over there. The tall one hanging from that mustache.
That's Jimmy Wallington.
Yes, I'm your new announcer, and I'm thrilled at being on this show because when I tell the people that Spam is delicious, I know what I'm talking about. I've been eating it for years.
Well, Jimmy, it's grand to have you with us.
And, George, I can't tell you how much it tickles me.
Spam with a mustache.
Oh, quiet.
Of course, Mr. Wallington, you can't see how it looks because you're standing behind it.
Yes,
but from
well,
here
never
it looks
mind. Never, Gracie, you don't have to finish that. Have you met Gracie?
Yeah, I met Gracie, but I haven't met Mr. Wallington.
Well, it's nice meeting you, Gracie. You can call me Jimmy.
Oh, thanks. You can call me Plaza 6639.
Well, Jimmy, now that you're on our show, you can share my headache.
Well, I'd be glad to, if I get half of her salary.
Half of her salary?
Isn't that silly, George? It's more than I get.
Will you be quiet?
Hello, Artie.
Hello, Gracie. Hello, George. Nice to see your face.
Well, thanks, Artie.
I haven't seen a thing like that since they tore down the Polk Street station.
Look, Fantasy. They haven't torn down the Polk Street station.
Yeah, they will after they see that face.
That sure is a nice kid if you like trouble.
Hello there, Artie.
Hello, Jimmy. I'm glad you're with us. You'll enjoy working for George. There's one thing about him. You don't have to pat him on the back. You don't have to tell him what a great guy he is or laugh at his jokes.
Really?
Bud Heaston didn't do it.
Well, where is Bud Heaston?
You're taking his place.
That had nothing to do with it.
Well, did you... enjoy your trip from Hollywood?
Oh, don't mention that train trip. We had a miserable time. You should have been with us.
Well, I'm sorry I mentioned it. I'll see you later.
What was the matter with the train trip?
Hey, he's cute.
Yeah. 6'3" and he's cute.
You know, that mustache looked like a bird's nest on a flagpole.
Gracie, what was wrong with the train trip?
Wrong with it? I couldn't sleep a wink. It was so dark in that lower berth that every time I went to take my dress off, I pulled a blanket over my head.
Well, what about the light? Why don't you put on the light?
Well, I tried to. I kept pushing that little button.
Well?
But every time I pushed it, a black-faced comedian would put his head through the curtain and laugh at it.
A black-faced comedian?
Yeah.
Black-faced comedian?
Well, if he wasn't that, what was he?
A porter. When you're ready to leave the train, he brushes you off.
Well, it serves me right. If you ask silly questions, you get silly answers.
We had a wonderful train trip, and furthermore...
¿Sabes, señor? Bueno, yo también me divertí mucho en el tren, porque encontré una muchacha por ahí...
The guitar player. You said it. That's Senor Lee, yes.
Senor Burns, on the train, I was with a beautiful girl, and I told her what a generous boss you are.
Well, thanks, senor.
We were sitting in the cub car talking...
Wait a minute. It's not cub, it's club car. Oh. Cub is a little lion.
When I said you were generous, I was telling the truth?
You were talking to a beautiful girl?
Absolutely gorgeous. Preciosa. Bueno, una cosa maravillosa. Qué barbaridad.
Well. What's her name?
I promised I wouldn't tell her name.
Oh, well, Senor Lee, you can tell Judge because he knows my name.
Oh, it was you. I see. And now the Smoothies, Babs, Charlie, and Little will sing Nellie Gray.
Oh, who has seen my darling Nellie Gray? Well, Nellie's gone, she's gone so far away. There's a low
green valley by the old Kentucky shore, where I've whiled many happy hours away. I'm sitting and a-singing by the little cottage door, where lives my darling Nellie Gray. Oh, my poor Nellie Gray, they have taken you away, and I'll never see my darling anymore. I'm a-sitting by the river, and I'm weeping all the day, for you've gone from the old Kentucky shore.
Hey, Senor Lee, we've done enough. Why don't you do some of your Spanish stuff?
Pobre Nelly Gray, nunca más ya la veré. La llevaron y ya nunca volverá. Yo me quedo aquí llorando y muy triste viviré. Y sin ella mi alma morirá.
Nelly, Nelly Gray.
Smoothies and Senor Lee, that was a very, very pretty tune.
Hey, George, look at this. I just got a letter from a girl. It says, Love and Kisses, Gloria.
Well, Artie, who's this Gloria?
You got me, George. That's what I'd like to know. Let's see now. Gloria, Gloria. Couldn't be the trombone player in Phil Spitalny's band.
No, the trombone player's name is Marie.
Wait a minute now. I'll look in my little black book. Oh, shucks, I left it in my new suit.
Oh, so that's what this bulge is here in my pocket.
Hey, Lee, will you stop wearing my suits and give me that book? Let's see now. Wait a minute. Gloria in Chicago.
I wish I could help you, Artie. But the only Gloria I know in Chicago is a girl named Eleanor who lives in Palm Beach.
Yeah, that must be the same Gloria, I guess.
Say, George, you know, she's the girl who married my uncle before he jumped out of the airplane.
Your uncle jumped out of an airplane?
Oh, sure, and he was up 20,000 feet, too.
Is that so?
Yeah, he was afraid he couldn't live at that altitude.
I see. That's a smart kid.
Yeah, and he was right, too. When they found him, he was dead.
Gracie, if you could only find a few more of your uncles and...
Gloria, Gloria. Couldn't be that little red-headed girl who played me for a chump. No, no, her name wasn't Gloria.
Artie, you mean to say a girl played you for a chump?
Yeah, I bought her a car and she gave it to her sweetheart.
You mean that Chevrolet?
It was a Buick.
I traded it in.
Artie, instead of racking your brain, your family live in Chicago, why don't you ask your brother or your sister?
That's an idea. My sister. Hey, wait a minute. That's who Gloria is, my sister.
Oh, go away. Go. How do you like that guy? Didn't remember his own sister.
Well, that's nothing. He couldn't even remember me at Henrici's restaurant last
Gracie,
night.
Gracie, I didn't see you.
Well, I waved to you. I was with the... I was the one with the lamb chop with the little white panties on.
Yeah, and I was the one with the fried tomato.
Yeah, I saw you, and she dances better than you.
Oh, fine, fine. It's very funny, Artie. You can stop bowing.
Artie, how did you miss seeing me? I was sitting with that good-looking fellow who was all by himself. We were talking and talking. Then I made a hole in the carpet, and I said
just
to him,
minute,
I said,
just
I said...
Just a minute. You made a hole in the carpet?
Well, you see, he said he wanted to see a floor show. So,
you made a hole in the carpet.
Well, anyway, when he took me home, we were walking down Dearborn Street, and we were arguing about the new subway that's being built, and I bet we argued for about 20 minutes.
Which one gave in?
Dearborn Street.
Well, Gracie, as a whole, it's a very nice street. That's my second joke.
Say, George, I'm kind of new on this show, but wouldn't this be a good time to say something about the product?
Jimmy, any time is a good time to say something about the product.
Fine, thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, the next time you drive into a Texaco dealer...
Wait a minute, Jimmy. Spam.
I know that. So when you drive into your Texaco dealer, tell them to fill up with Spam.
Wait. Texaco dealers don't sell Spam.
Well, they eat it. 45,000 dealers are nothing to sneeze at.
But, Jimmy, on our program, just mention Spam.
But, George, I know what side my bread is buttered on.
I see, and you're kind of buttering both sides.
Why not? I eat both sides.
Jimmy, Wednesday night on that other program, if you don't mention Spam, you can shake hands with Bud Heaston.
Say, George.
Oh, yeah.
George. Say, listen, how did he get those 2 points on that mustache?
He uses wax.
Oh. He has a wick on both ends, hasn't he?
Gracie, stop being silly.
Does he wax both ends at the same time?
Yes. He's ambidextrous.
Really? Well, how can he live out of water?
That's not what it means.
Well, what does it mean?
Well, you're neither left-handed nor right-handed.
Well, there I go again. If you ask silly questions, you get silly answers.
Yeah, and on you, they look good.
See, Gloria.
Gracie, we finished that. Gloria, that's Artie's sister. That's over.
Oh. Well, did I tell you that a fella took me home last night and Dearborn Street caved in?
Yeah, you told me that, too.
What happened after that?
I don't know.
Oh, then I'll tell you.
Yeah, tell me that. Yes.
So, this fellow found out I was a stranger in town, so he took me to the Randolph Street Library, and we went inside and had a wonderful time. You know, a lot of people read there, too.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
But anyway, I'll never see that fresh fellow again. I found out that he was a playboy.
A playboy?
Yeah, that's what the librarian said. She said once he took Kitty Foyle and Rebecca out and didn't bring them back for 2 weeks.
What a naughty man. Isn't that awful? And now Artie Shaw, his clarinet and his orchestra will play Hoagie Carmichael's Georgia on My Mind. Play it, Artie.
George, could I have 5 minutes? I've got something I want to tell.
5 minutes? I should say not, Jimmy.
Well, 4 minutes, then?
No, not more than 1 minute.
Now, listen, George, how can I tell in just 1 minute about the baked spam I had for dinner last night? Gosh, though, it was the best dinner I've had in a long, long time. Please give me 2 minutes, George.
One.
Well, all right. Friends, when I heard I was going to be with George and Gracie for a few weeks, I decided I'd find out how to have baked spam for dinner. Now, here's the way it's done. All you do is open a can of spam and follow the easy directions on the label, and in just a jiffy, you'll bring to the table a taste-tempting main course that hits the spot. Now, that's because spam is downright delicious meat, a perfect blend of sweet, juicy pork shoulder meat combined with ham. There's nothing really just like spam in taste, in flavor, or in quality. Spam, spelled S-P-A-M, comes in a handy can, is easy to use, and economical to serve cold or hot. So try Spam tomorrow. Bake this delicious meat for dinner and make a hit with your family. The savory goodness, the rich, meaty flavor of Spam will make your family say, "That's for me." But be sure you get the real thing and ask your food dealer for Spam when you shop tomorrow. Try those easy recipes on the label and you'll soon discover that Spam is a grand-tasting meat served cold or hot. Thank you.
That was fine, Jimmy. You'll soon learn it doesn't take long to tell your friends how good Spam really is.
Slice it, dice it, fry it, bake it, cold or hot, Spam hits the spot.
Say, listen, everybody, I've got some wonderful news. I just heard that Mayor Kelly is on his way up here.
You mean the mayor of Chicago?
That's right.
The real mayor?
Uh-huh.
Are Metro and Goldwyn with him?
Metro Goldwyn Mayor?
Yes.
Gracie, he's like Mayor Dan Butler of Omaha. Remember him?
Oh, sure.
Well, he's a mayor like Kelly is.
Oh, Judge, stop contradicting yourself and watch your language.
Oh, quiet. Quiet. Come in. Why? Why, it's Mayor Kelly.
Good evening, everybody.
Why, good evening, Mayor Kelly.
George, I didn't mean to intrude.
Well, this is no intrusion. This is a pleasure.
I just had to drop in and tell you and Gracie how much we here in Chicago appreciate you stopping over to entertain our boys at Fort Sheridan yesterday.
Well, we enjoyed it ourselves, Your Honor.
Oh, and the next time you're out there, Mayor Kelly, you must try their fried rookies. They're simply
delicious. Oh, quiet, quiet. don't mind them, Mayor Kelly.
Oh, that's all right. Now and then we all say silly things.
Yeah, and sometimes I even say silly things myself.
Yes, Gracie, but only when you're talking.
Well, Gracie, what do you think of our metropolis?
Oh, well, I've been so busy looking at the city, I haven't had a chance to see it.
Your Honor, we think Chicago is grand. We've always loved it, and we always will.
Thanks, George. And we here like to think we have the most human and neighborly city in the United States.
And we agree with it. Your Honor, I'm sorry we can't stay here any longer. You see, we've got to do a broadcast in New York next week.
New York?
Yes.
Where is that?
Where is that?
Where's New York? Well, you can't miss it. It's that place built over Macy's basement.
Yes. You walk out of Grand Central Station, and it's on your left.
Yes.
Oh, now I remember. You pass it on your way to Coney Island.
That's the town, Your Honor. Yes, yes. They've got a fellow there named LaGuardia.
LaGuardia? Who's that?
Who is that? He's the mayor of New York City.
Oh, yes, I know. He's the fellow who had to pass an anti-noise law to stop the whispering campaign.
Mm. Ah, now, Mayor Kelly, you've seen the mayor known as the famous Little Flower.
Oh, the Little Flower, yes, but he's no soft petal type.
Mm. I know about your friendly rivalry. LaGuardia was telling me that when he was out here once, you had 3 feet of snow and he couldn't see your city.
That's right. The mayor came out here direct from the New York World's Fair. I guess he was looking for a crowd.
Well, I'll remember to tell him that when I leave.
Well, personally, I think Chicago and New York are exactly alike. Of course, when you're in Chicago, the Chicago River runs right through Chicago. But then again, when you're in New York, the Chicago River still runs right through Chicago.
So they're exactly alike, Gracie. Yes. You see, the Chicago River flows backwards, and you think backwards.
Yeah, well, so that makes us exactly alike, too.
Yes, yes, yes.
Of course, I'll admit State Street has thousands of lights. But then again, New York has the Battery.
But outside of that, they're exactly alike.
Yeah, but there is one little difference. Now, Chicago has the Outer Drive, which runs clear out of Chicago. But then again, New York has Tobacco Road, which was also run out of Chicago.
Then there's no difference at all.
Well, if you'll pardon an unbiased opinion, I think there's quite a difference between Chicago and, what's the name of that town again?
New York, Your Honor.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Of course, New York has the Yankee Stadium, which holds 80,000 people.
Well, Chicago has Soldiers Field, which holds 110,000 people.
New York has the Hudson River.
And Chicago has Lake Michigan.
New York has a wonderful transportation system.
I still say Chicago has Lake Michigan.
Artie, come here. I know that you're dying to meet Mayor Kelly. Mayor Kelly, this is Artie Shaw.
How do you do, Mayor Kelly?
How do you do? Are you enjoying your stay here?
Oh, fine. Although it's a little breezy here. Well, just this morning, the wind blew my hat 6 blocks.
Did you chase it?
Chase it? I was in it.
That's very cute, Artie. Next week, you'll be able to say hello to Bud Heaston.
And then again, New York has a wonderful transportation system.
And Chicago still has Lake Michigan. Mm.
That's where I came in. And Mayor Kelly, this is our announcer, Jimmy Wallington.
It's nice to see you, Jimmy. How do you like it here?
I love it here. In fact, I love it anywhere in these great United States. Spam is a wonderful product.
Jimmy, isn't that a little off the subject?
No, it's a little off the pork shoulder with ham meat added.
I see,
And not only that, Mayor Kelly, New York has the Empire State Building.
Well, Chicago has the Wrigley Building.
What's that?
It's one of our important buildings. It's owned by Mr. Wrigley and cost over $5 million. It was all built with chewing gum.
Oh, I did it again. If you ask silly questions, you get silly answers.
No, Gracie. Mr. Wrigley, you've chewed his gum.
Oh, please, George. I don't know him well enough.
Well, I'll have you meet him sometime.
Oh, and then again, Mayor Kelly, New York has the Star Club.
Well, what's wrong with the Cradle Club?
Nothing.
Well, let's go there.
Well, what's keeping us? Goodbye, George.
Goodbye. Well.
Remember a little earlier this evening, we were talking about Spam for dinner. Try baked Spam tomorrow, friends. Originated by Hormel, Spam is without question the most popular meat item brought out in a generation. A perfect blend of sweet, juicy pork shoulder combined with tender, tasty ham gives Spam that extra goodness and flavor. There's nothing just like Spam in quality and taste. Millions of families are using it regularly. If you haven't yet tried Spam, now is the time. You're really missing something delicious to eat and handy to use. Tomorrow when you shop, ask for S-P-A-M. Spam.
Thank you, Jimmy. And next week, ladies and gentlemen, we will broadcast from New York City. Gracie, before we go, aren't you going to thank Mayor Kelly for being on our show?
Later.
Later?
Well, yeah, after the last dance at the Cradle Club, if you know what I mean.
I think I know what you mean.
Join us again next week, same time, same station, for another Burns and Allen show with Artie Shaw and his orchestra and his Moody. This is Jimmy Wallington speaking for Hormel and Spam, reminding you to remember, cold or hot, Spam hits the spot.
Have you tried Hormel Chili Con Carne? Even those who think they don't like chili do like Chili Con Carne the way Hormel makes it, because it's different and everybody likes it. Double your money back if you don't like it. Try Hormel Chili Con Carne tomorrow.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.